Hello!
And welcome to Contest of Content,
the podcast where every episode we pit a beloved TV show
and a beloved movie
against each other in three high stakes and utterly stupid battles to the death.
Our guest judge will choose which contender reigns supreme.
The winning champion will receive their enemy's dream job.
A lifetime supply of Lifetime TV movies on DVD.
And a golden brooch once spit on by Queen Elizabeth.
I'm Shelby.
And I'm Nick.
And this week's guest is a self-described innovator and a good bud of mine.
Sam Frontera.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, hello, hello. It's good, it's good. You know, I'm excited.
Yeah,
thank you for being here.
Of course.
Before you came here, I had you pick me up a giant jar of tahini that you were very confused about.
Before I met Sam, I was sitting on a chair and I heard, and Shelby answered the phone, she goes, hello, and I just hear over the phone, I'm very confused.
Write an autobiography.
That's your
That's
title.
That's what it would be called. Yeah. I'm very confused.
That
yes.
Makes sense.
I was so lost.
Mm-hmm. This is my friend Sam. She's very confused.
She's very confused. She got it. She got the biggest thing of tahini I've ever seen.
It was the biggest thing.
I mean, it's perfect. I love to buy in bulk.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Do you just what applications do you use your tahini for?
I only use it to make hummus. Do you use it for anything else?
You
I don't
sure
I have
can.
No idea.
You can make,
I didn't even know what it looked like, to be completely honest. That's why I was, that's part of the reason I was confused, because I asked someone, I was like, hey, where can I find this? And they pointed me, and I was like, this is a big-ass jar. I was like, is this even what she was looking for?
You could have asked when I asked you to pick it up.
Like, I thought
she,
I
like,
knew what it was.
Did she, misspell what the word was, maybe?
You know what I think I confused it with?
What's Tallahassee?
The white sauce that you put on?
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki? Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
I think that's, I was like, wait, isn't that supposed to be like
they're actually
white?
The same thing. People don't realize that.
Are they really?
No.
No, you're really. Fucking.
They're both mayonnaise. I just wanted mayonnaise.
They're in the mayonnaise family.
They're in the mayonnaise.
Cool whip.
Hey, we're all in the mayonnaise
we're
family.
We're all part of the mayonnaise family.
Thank God.
Yeah, we're back again for
we're
another
back.
Episode.
Hi!
Contest of Content.
Contest
this
of
is
Content.
What, yeah, this is what the podcast is. We're
we are against each other.
We
like,
are.
We're friends, but we have to put that shit aside.
I know. I've slapped you so many times since this podcast started.
You keep talking about taking out the trash.
I
after
do need to
this,
take out
but
the trash.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat you.
She's
up.
She's going to physically harm me.
No, that's
and
not.
Then,
I couldn't.
And
never.
Then, in like a hurtful way, eject me from her. I don't think she would.
I couldn't do that. I let you borrow a scarf.
It's a really good scarf. I, as all honest people
friendship.
Would, thought about forgetting to bring it back to you mm-hmm. today because
I was
been
gonna
cold.
Say
you thought yeah. about forgetting.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I forgot to bring her scarf back. I could bring it on Wednesday. I see her.
You know, I still yeah. have something that I borrowed from a friend in college. And I'm like, I like take photos in it. Like,
oh, yeah.
I have it all the time. And I'm just like,
you're like
this
taunting
isn't
her
even
with
mine.
It.
That's yours now. I have a few articles of clothing I really like that I borrowed from my ex-husband. And they are mine. He's
They're
never getting them back.
Mine.
Yeah, they belong to you.
They belong
point.
To me. All right, well, Nick and I, as of yet, don't know each other's picks, but we
yeah.
do know that our battles for the day are worst breakup, the lead and supporting lead are interchangeable, and then we're closing out on would be more interesting if The Rock were the lead.
This was the hardest grouping
for you
to try to pick something for. Yeah, this was like... So Sandy Hunter, the wonderful Sandy Hunter, came up with those last two about how the two people are interchangeable and then how another person could be interchangeable with The Rock. So I feel like she didn't mean for both of those to get chosen for the same one. It was a fun one.
Yeah, I actually watched, I had a feeling of something that might work, but mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it, so mm-hmm. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will tell you
and
what
have
is.
You seen it, Sam?
Have I seen
the
Shelby's
my
pick?
Pick?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I have very recently.
Awesome.
Seen.
So perfect. So perfect.
Wait, so you hadn't even seen it before you picked it?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a recent first watch?
Yeah,
for you?
I just watched it like last week. I know.
You watched it for
Are
the
you
podcast.
Kidding?
For the
like,
podcast.
I feel like it defined my like teen years.
I am
Oh wow.
Sure.
I was like, is this a new movie?
No. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. Nick, the year mm-hmm. is 2002.
Mm.
Mere months since 9/11.
Oh. Wow.
The misguided No Child Left Behind Act has been signed into law, and Ron is getting investigated, and detainees are arriving at Guantanamo Bay.
Oh my God.
But there is hope. In the theaters, in January, the best month for movies, is a beacon of light named Mandy Moore, who is making her film debut in the coming-of-age romantic drama adapted from Nicholas Sparks' novel, A Walk to Remember.
Oh, shit.
I see the look of horror on your face because you know I'm going to fucking win.
Oh, man, I've forgotten. Worst breakup. I read all of the book A Walk to Remember in a day like 13 years old.
Wow,
I did it like to be like, ugh, this is stupid. And I read it, and then I was like, and then I think I was like, I'll just get this over with
because
I
know.
And then I cried. Yeah, I absolutely cried. And then I watched a movie.
But the book and the movie are two complete.
They're a little
like
different.
The book
different.
Is based like in an earlier time,
in like the 50s.
Yeah,
yes.
Something like that.
The movie takes it to the 90s.
The main thing I remember about it's better. It's better because it's old timey, and I just remember it's hard. Like it's harder for her to walk, right?
What?
It's a big difference in the book.
I've never read the book, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen
about
the movie
the book.
At least a million times.
Is it hard for her to walk in the movie?
No. I mean, she's just kind of like dying.
There is. They don't really walk in the movie. It's a Walk to Remember, but it doesn't. Wait, is that why it's called? What
Which
is
part?
The walk? Which part is the walk?
When she goes, when she walks
when
down
she
the
walks
aisle.
Down the aisle. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, mm-hmm. I guess. But doesn't she get wheeled in the movie?
No, she walks.
Oh,
yeah.
But they don't make it look like it's a struggle. So she's
she's totally.
They actually
we're
just make
barely
it look like
remembering
she
it.
She floats down the
she
aisle
literally
like
looks
an angel.
Like, I'm cured. Like, let's get married.
It's. I have so much to say about it, but I will save it for.
All right. I have. Okay, so I chose a television show. And it is the I didn't want to like write things down for it because it felt gross. So Shelby branched out by watching something she had never seen before, and I'm branching out this episode by picking a TV show that I kind of hate.
Okay.
I have a lot of like vitriol for this show because I used to like it a lot when I was like a 16-year-old idiot, like all 16-year-old boy idiots are. It's the HBO comedy about living life in the fast lane in Hollywood.
Oh, fuck.
Entourage.
Yes.
Which I will get it out of the way. I'll just start by saying that I really liked this show when I was like ages like 17 to like 20, maybe like 21.
20.
And then the last couple seasons were like really bad. And I watched it because like the TV completionist in me needs to see everything. So I watched it, but like, it's like, even like 23-year-old Nick was like, this sucks. It's a really bad show and it's really, really problematic and I hate it. It's fun to talk about how much I hate it, but I hate it.
Would you say you're most like turtle? You're a turtle?
That was going to be, we're going to,
oh,
I mean,
we'll
do you want, should
it.
We just get into it now?
No, well, do you want to start round one? Because I'm going to go first.
Yeah, let's
okay.
Do it.
So, intro's over. Battle one begins. All right, we're starting out right. With the worst breakup. Let me tell the listeners, I mean, you guys all know the plot of the book, but let me tell you, or the movie, let me tell the
Do
listeners
yeah.
the plot. Let me refresh your memory.
Please.
So it
she
can
dies.
Truly be a movie you remember. Landon Carter.
Oh my God.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad
boy.
Name.
High school movie. Just
by his
name,
Landon Carter.
That's a wrong name.
So he gets caught basically setting up this other kid to get hurt. Like, he gets hurt. Like, okay, so they kind of prank this kid.
Oh, it's supposed
it's
to be
kind
a prank.
Of like a hazing thing.
Okay.
And he gets hurt, uh-huh. And everyone else, like, just runs. And Landon Carter stays for a little bit to help the kid, so you know he has some like goodness in him. But
yeah.
then he still just pieces out. But he gets in a car accident on the way.
How badly is this boy hurt? I don't remember.
Pretty. He
hits his head on like a pole or something. Like, he has to go to the hospital and get in rehab.
Yeah, he's
Holy
not
shit.
Doing
like,
well.
Like, it's like a real thing. He's like in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They
okay. Yeah.
Dwell
no, that's
on
bad.
It too much.
No,
but
you
it's
don't have to.
Really
they don't,
bad.
You don't care. You want to know about the love story. So.
But his punishment, Landon Carter's punishment from the school. Is he's forced to act in the school play. They give him the lead.
What?
They do.
They give him the lead in the school play.
Is this this is a small football town?
It's in like little North Carolina or South Carolina, one of the Carolinas.
That is like some poor repressed gay kid's dream is to be the lead in the musical. Now they're like, no, Landon Carter gets to do it. Because of his jawline and his smoldering looks. Right.
And he's acting alongside good girl Jamie Sullivan. And he needs her help to like get better at acting because he's like, there's no way I can do this. Yes, Jamie Sullivan played by Mandy Moore. Okay. Landon Carter played by Shane West, by the way. So I love that their names are Landon and Jamie. They're very like romance, like typical romance names, like Emily and Joel or something. Mm-hmm. Like every romantic comedy is about an Emily and a Joel. Yeah, Emily and Joel are the lead. There's no one named Joel in real life.
They're only in romantic comedies and they're always white men.
Exactly.
If there was a Joel, he would be the most vanilla white man you'd ever met.
Yeah, but he's not real. He's only in the movies.
He's an elusive. He's Bigfoot.
Yeah. So as you can expect, like Landon starts to fall for the good girl, even though they're so different. Oh. And he becomes a better person through it, but then he finds out that she has leukemia and she's not responding to treatment.
Plot twist. Very sad. I just have to like interrupt and say that the first time I ever watched that movie, the part where she confesses that she has leukemia, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like 13, I don't know how old I was in 2002.
Yeah, that was gonna be my question.
No, wait, I was like 11. So I probably didn't watch it when I was 11. I probably watched it a little bit later. Uh-huh. But probably like 13-year-old Sam was like, she has cancer. Yeah. Oh my god! I probably cried out loud.
Because like, you could. What if you meet the boy of your dreams and
then
get
I have cancer? Yeah. What? No.
That's my number one fear.
I mean, just
to this day.
I think probably just the cancer is scary.
Like, no. It's meeting the love of your life also having cancer and dying.
Yeah.
It's funny that I was making a joke and then I realized, that literally is my number one fear.
She handles it great. She's like a perfect angel.
I remember she was. Very, like, she says it very, like, oh, yeah. Like, right. She's very, like, meh.
Yeah. Well, not I like, mean, she cry- she's crying.
Oh, when she confesses? But... Oh, no, she's mm-hmm. in tears.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
But so,
she says, I'm sick. And he's like, I can take you home. She goes, no.
You don't understand.
I have leukemia.
I'm thinking of the scene when she says, don't fall in love with me.
Oh, that's
the That's when she's being very
she
like,
she does
meh.
Say, don't fall in love
You're right.
With
yeah,
she's so cool.
I mixed
cool.
that up, yeah.
She's so cool.
I want to be that cool someday in my own life.
So one of her dreams is to get married in the church where her parents were married. Oh. So after he finds out she's dying and he like is like doing all the stuff for her, he ends up proposing to her. They get married mm-hmm. In that little
and
church.
How old are they?
They're 18. Yeah. Okay. And then she dies off screen.
What?
In yes, narration. Does. So she it goes straight from the wedding into like it pans up into the sky.
It does.
He's narrating saying, our last summer together was as man and wife. And then she's dead. And you don't see, they do her the disservice of dying off screen.
Yeah, you're
she's
right.
an angel now, whatever.
At least she might be able to come back for the sequel though.
As a ghost.
No one saw it. It's like
no,
Game
she
of
didn't
Thrones.
Die off screen. We don't know.
Oh, well, true.
It's Game of Thrones. Yeah. You didn't see them die.
You don't see the body. Okay, and that's a pretty bad, that's pretty horrible breakup, right? That's, is you break up by someone dying.
Yes.
But that's not the breakup I am talking about as the worst breakup in this movie. Take it back to the beginning of that movie.
Oh, Take I totally know where you're going with this.
I don't,
Landon
I don't
Carter
this well
is dating this girl, Belinda, in yes! his friend group, and they break up right at the very beginning. Belinda clearly not over him.
Oh, no.
And then she has to watch her ex-boyfriend fall in love with a beautiful angel who then dies perfect forever. How fucking terrible for Belinda. Belinda,
poor
played
Belinda.
By actress Lauren German, Ooh. Who's now on Lucifer. Good for her.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would say the worst breakup, the reason Walk to Remember works for worst breakup, not only the death, but also poor Belinda. I mean, she
poor
ends up
Belinda.
Being, she ends up bullying Jamie
she
a little
does.
Bit, but she got broken up with in a real rough
she
way.
Was, okay, but like,
high school's hard,
it,
you know?
It is, and I, if I'm not mistaken, because like I said, I actually have watched this movie recently, there's the part after he finds out that she has cancer, mm-hmm. where Belinda comes over and brings like the negatives from the play, or like
yeah.
the extra things and
pictures.
And he's like, uh-huh. oh, I, he, she's like, you know, you guys are really in love or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like she chose me. I have no clue why. And then she goes, I do. And then leaves. And I'm like, we are all that girl. None of us is Jamie Sullivan. None of us is Jamie Sullivan. We are all Belinda.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Jamie Sullivan is a perfect angel, too good to actually
and
exist.
And she's dead. Yeah, no. She's not allowed to live in a world this shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's completely true.
Nicholas Sparks, you giveth life and you taketh away.
Apparently in the book, it's unclear whether she dies.
Really?
Yeah, because he based it on his little sister who died of cancer like right after the book was published.
Oh.
Yeah, so in the book, it's more ambiguous over like how long she lives.
Oh,
in the movie, it's clear, oh, she died, and then there's
after
another
the
scene.
But
there's
they
another
lived
scene
a summer,
later.
And
then
man
the
and
adult.
Wife.
Yeah. He's like an adult.
How often do you think they fucked?
how many times do you think they fucked in that summer?
Cancer ridden. I mean,
she can't even walk. But like how much of this?
I'll give you a walk to remember, baby.
I'm thinking about it too much. And
yeah,
I'm trying to
stop
think
thinking about it.
Three.
I don't even want to think about Jamie Sullivan. She's too pure.
She
I don't even want to think.
Do you think she maybe died a virgin?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Like, there's also that scene in the car where you can tell she's like a little saucy because he's like, "Oh, where do you want this tattoo?" And she like pulls it out and she like literally.
Oh my god!
Her
I totally remember
and
that.
And she's like, "Put it here,"
so...
and I'm like, "No, no, no! She's a freak. Like, let her have this."
I absolutely remember that scene. That's.
That
breakup.
Does remind me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So there's one black guy in the movie, right? As it
that's
is, in this, and
that's
he,
considerate.
And it's. His character is kind of not... Okay, so he says this really nonsensical thing that I can't stop thinking about. What? But before... So in the beginning, when it's still, oh, Jamie's that person we don't really talk to. She's so good. And they're making fun of her sweater or something as she's walking by. And then the one black guy in the movie, which is like, what? Okay, anyway. He says... The most nonsensical thing about her when they're saying, like, oh, she's such a prude, probably, like, we don't know anything. And he says something like, who knows, she might put it on a brother like a Pop-Tart. What
Whoa,
does that mean?
Put it on a brother like a Pop-Tart?
Put it on a brother like a Pop-Tart?
What does it mean?
Are Pop-Tarts good in that scenario?
Is it a meat lyric?
So, right?
I don't know.
I think they're
from
good.
2002.
Are they good?
What does it...
I have no clue, and I do remember being like, what the fuck does that even mean?
That's like the uncool cousin of all that in a
Put
bag of potato chips.
Yeah, like, probably. Like, he's probably like an innovator with like the slang.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the only black guy
the
that's
only
God.
Black guy in this.
So well, it just goes to show you that's...
to invent language.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, make up something new and cool so we can feel like we're a culture.
Did the writers and producers of A Walk to Remember think it was going to catch on as something that people
No, said? They genuinely thought that's something that a African-American person would say.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They're like that's a cool thing they say, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we ask someone? Nah.
But, like, no minorities in the room. Let's write for the one minority.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, the one guy, I don't know how he would...
But I'm, like, super white. I'm like, maybe it does mean something, and I just don't know. What if I'm just...
Tell us, audience.
Write in. Yeah.
Now I just know at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, I'm just going to wake up and be like, I need to know what this means. I'll be, like, on Google all night. Just like, what does a pop putting on a Pop-Tart mean?
Like, you got, like, the string and, like, the bulletin board, like, with all the pictures up.
You're at just a picture of a Pop-Tart.
Just hundreds of... We walk in, there's just hundreds of smashed Pop-Tarts all over the ground.
Off to the side is a toaster strudel.
Oh,
you're like,
God.
I don't know. I followed some weird rabbit holes.
You're like telling it to be quiet. Can I get you coffee?
I rest my case.
Yeah. All right. That's a good worst breakup. Okay. I watched Entourage. I cherry picked some episodes by random.
Okay.
Except okay, I was pretty sure I remembered that there was a good breakup at the beginning of season 2, and it's a 2-episode arc. On Entourage, which means
it
like...
It took 2 episodes for them to break up?
It took 2 episodes for these people to break up, which on Entourage is like 1,000 years. You
and
know
it was all
mean?
Like a close-up of them having an like intimate conversation
it's,
about
it's
their failings.
It's a 2-episode-long bottle episode.
Right.
Where they are just... It's like a one-act play, but like broken up.
Wait, can you refresh my memory? Is Entourage a 30-minute or...
It's a 30-minute.
Okay, it is 30 minutes per episode.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes. It's okay. So everyone in the show. So
it took them an hour to break up.
So everyone who doesn't remember the show Entourage, it's about Vinny Chase.
I forgot to say, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, you've never seen it.
I just know things about it from it being in the cultural lexicon.
It's in the culture. Oh God, that's such a bummer that it's in our cultural lexicon.
Yeah, you have to say cultural lexicon. Cultural lexicon. In that voice.
Yeah. I'm pushing up my glasses. So there's Vincent Chase, who's the movie star, and then the entourage is his manager / best friend / like quote unquote nice guy, Eric, otherwise known as E. And then there's
yes.
And then there's Turtle, who's like the lazy. I wrote this down. Stoned and Stupid is Turtle, and then there's Johnny Drama, who's his half brother, who's older, who was on like a bad, like kind of like a TV show called Viking Quest in the 80s, and he's like not really relevant anymore. And I wrote Old and Desperate and Stupid, so it's like these four guys. Oh, and then their shit, horrible, awful agent
Ari Gold,
played by the
Why
horrible.
Do I know this? I don't know.
It's great that you do.
Jeremy
played
Piven.
By the horrible, Jeremy awful, Piven. Terrible Jeremy Piven.
I will say I did watch someone sent me a link to the final scene of Entourage.
I watched it today. Like, I watched the last scene today.
He's making so much money. But wait, there's an opportunity for you to make more money.
It's like, so dumb. It's such.
I've never watched it. I think I honestly only watched like the first season and I was like, I don't like this.
It's bad. If you are not a 16-year-old boy, there is no reason to like this show. And if you are a 16-year-old boy, there's better stuff you could do with your time.
Read a Walk to Remember.
So read a Walk to Remember. You can knock it out in a day, you know? So there's Eric Murphy, and he's like the manager. He's kind of like supposed to be like the kind of the surrogate for the audience. He's supposed to be like the nice guy, and he's not. He's horrible. He's horrible. The fact that he's like the nice guy of the four of them is almost like even worse because he's awful. And I kind of took the idea of it's the worst breakup because everyone involved and everything with this show is the worst because all the guys are awful and they're all like just really shitty misogynist, like just saying awful stuff about everything, and we're supposed to just like love them for it. And then every girl is either stupid or a slut, and we're supposed to like kind of hate them or kind of laugh at them for it. So there's Eric, and he's got his girlfriend who he's been dating for a while. So and this is in season 2. So this is a 2-episode arc. It's very important.
An hour. So, it took an hour.
So he gets home from being in New
York. Wait, I'm sorry. What's the girlfriend's name?
Kristen.
See?
Kristen. Yeah, it's Kristen. And she's played by the very funny actress, and I didn't look this up, and this is mean of me, who is one of the main people on, did you guys ever watch Undecided?
No.
It's like the...
Oh, with Jay Baruchel?
Yes, it's like the sequel to Freaks and Geeks.
A spiritual sequel? Or, mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen it,
Seth
but
Rogen's
I know about
in it. It's good.
Yeah.
She's in that. But so he gets back after being gone for like 3 months shooting a movie, and then he's like, can't wait to have sex. He can't wait to have sex. He's going back. He hasn't had sex in 3 months. Oh my God, they gotta fuck. He's gonna fuck. So then he gets back and she's on her period, so she doesn't want to have sex, and he's all like, he's like trying to be cool about it, and she's like, why don't we like set a date at the hotel in on Saturday, and you know, it'll be over by then, and then we can have like a nice date and do it then, which like she's lame too.
Right.
But so then they
just
have the
do
date.
Do it on your period.
Yeah, exactly. And she doesn't want to do it.
You've been together how long?
Like 3 years. And
yeah,
that's what
period,
all is.
Dude.
You sound like Johnny Drama and Turtle. But well, they're not wrong, but the way that they talk about it is just they're awful. But
it's
then
gross.
It's gross.
As a
it's
woman,
grossness.
We're allowed to say.
Yeah. Sure.
And I will
yes,
also say she doesn't have to have sex on her period
oh,
if
no.
she doesn't
of
want
course
that.
She sure
not.
Doesn't. She
I'm,
sure doesn't.
I'm, yeah, but there's nothing wrong
there is nothing
with
wrong
that.
With it.
No, oh
well.
No, absolutely. It's fine if that's what you want to do. But it's also not cool to like pressure.
No.
Like
never. Just like, because you've been gone for 3 months.
Yeah, and like that's all, like he's like excited to see her, but it's not, he's just talking about how he hasn't had sex in 3 months. God. That's all they're talking about. So then she doesn't want to do it, and it seems like she's hiding something too. But so then she's the night of
in
the sex date.
Or...
She is
it's
part
a
of a weird new sex cult after he left.
Ooh, weird connection here. I believe Lauren German, who played Belinda in A Walk to Remember, also played that hitchhiker girl
Imagining?
Remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre She played the hitchhiker who, in the beginning, just straight up pulls a gun out of her vagina.
Ooh.
If you remember that.
Wow, we worked this
weird
out. Okay.
Connection. Because hiding things in your vagina is the connection.
Yeah. Can we just talk about that for the rest of this podcast?
I mean.
So she is sick the night of the date.
Okay.
And she has food poisoning, and she doesn't want him to come over because she is gross. She looks gross, which is bullshit. And then they go to some party. And then all the guys are like, come on, E. Oh, she's fucking around. And then they introduce him to some model who pity fucks him. And then he has sex with her. And then it's gross. It's gross. All the women, like, I feel so bad for them. Like, they've all got to act, like, so interested. And it's, I know
this
that
is our life, Nick.
I know. And
the
it's
life
gross.
Is straight on just a TV show.
It.
I'm so interested in
I
what you're saying.
I feel so bad for it.
Fastest way to get over a crush on a guy is to listen to everything.
Is to watch Entourage?
No, is to listen to everything that comes out of his mouth.
That's fair. Yeah. That's good.
And you're like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
I don't want this. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys like regretting doing this podcast already? Because I've been speaking.
We might
I
replace
don't,
you.
Will it be easy to edit me out?
Yeah. This is just me and Sam having a conversation.
Just auditioning a new co-host.
Yeah.
Just right
it
here.
Could work out. You know how to edit things, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
I've done so much of it.
You've done so. So he has sex with her in the hotel room that he had gotten for them.
Oh, no.
And then but it's not that. So then he goes over, she calls in the morning and she's like, oh, come over. I want to see you. And then he comes over and they are like making out, but then they both can't like go through with it. They both like stop and then they start like arguing with each other. And then she admits that she had met someone. While
good for her.
Good. Yeah. While he was gone for 3 months, she met someone, and then he gets all mad. Which, like, I guess you're allowed to be upset if you find out someone that you thought was being monogamous with you is not. Sure, that's an understandable emotion.
Right.
But he sucks about it.
Yeah.
And he also did just cheat on her the night before.
Yeah.
With a perfect 10 model, it should be noted. She, which I believe
10.
Perfect 10 is like a pornographic magazine from like the 90s.
Okay.
That no one would masturbate to anymore.
I don't know.
It's
I feel
it's
like
a
people,
magazine.
I mean, people will masturbate
it's like,
to anything.
It's like Playboy, but like.
Do you think people will masturbate to this?
To this podcast?
Yeah.
We had another goal when doing this?
We're trying to. That's
I
really,
sure hope so.
That was our secret, our hidden goal.
So she breaks. So they get into this fight, and then. God, they're all so horrible. Like, I was watching it, and I was just like, I hate these people. Like, I want them to break up, but I hate them both. Like, there's no right or wrong. And then, like, you almost, like, he's leaving because she broke up with her, because she cheated on him, and he's upset. And then, like, he got, like, her ring back. He gave her something or something, some jewelry, and she gives it back to him. And then you almost feel bad for him for, like, a split second. You almost feel bad for Eric. And then he goes, oh, and I didn't come over here to fight. I just wanted to something, something. Oh, and I should just tell you, I fucked a perfect 10 model last night. And then he leaves, and it's just like, you're all the worst people.
Yeah.
And Eric, in particular, is the worst.
And especially made more worse by the fact that he's supposed to be, like...
He's the nice person. Guy. We're supposed to, like, root for him at the end of that episode. He is 100% the sympathetic character portrayed
Yikes.
In that show. And it is gross. And I don't... God, like, I'm trying to remember when I used to watch it when I was younger. I was like... I wasn't like, yeah, E, was I?
Like, it's okay. It's in the past, Nick. You're who you are now.
I wrote some other breakups down, but they're all basically just another version of...
of terrible
that's,
people.
Of just like,
that's
yeah, like...
Horrible.
Of like really like paper thin characters, like just being generally awful in a way that we're supposed to celebrate or like enjoy. And it's gross. Everyone on Entourage is kind of the worst.
Kind of?
Kind of. Absolutely. They're varying degrees of the worst. So their breakups are thusly, and then it is said.
Okay, so let's move on to Battle 2. The lead and supporting lead are interchangeable.
All right. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you.
You are getting really good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so the lead role and the supporting role are interchangeable. So, actually, this would be... Well, okay. in the show, there are the four main leads, which I've already discussed. I would like to talk about them all much further for about 15 minutes each, if that's okay.
We don't have time. I have a party happening soon.
For no more time each. So there's not really exactly one lead. I guess they kind of give them all...
It's an ensemble.
Yeah, it's an... They're kind of like a... like. I guess you'd kind of describe them as like a group of people.
Sure.
Who are all like friends, you know? Like they all spend time together. And they probably like go to the same places together.
One
of them is kind of like the leader, but like, you know, as far as the show goes, like it's kind of devoted to the whole thing of it. What do you...
Yeah, what is the word for that?
Cadre.
Yeah, okay.
It's called a cadre. They're a cadre of friends.
A cabal.
They're a harem. They're a harem of, of gentlemen.
Yes.
They're an entourage, and they all say, I'm padding because I don't have a lot to say. They're all douchebags. They're all kind of douchebags, and they like they have personalities that are all like very, very like wafer thin, but they all behave in the same kind of shitty, like, boys will be boys, sort of like, isn't this fun kind of way. So, like, yeah, one of them is like the hot one who just crushes puss all the time, and it's awesome. But like all the rest of them, they all still just talk about crushing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm feeling a little nauseated.
It's a bad show, right? And then there's a scene where they eat a person's lungs.
What?
And no, this is last week's episode.
We talked about Hannibal last episode.
Hannibal, which I watched the first episode of. And I remembered I've already watched the first episode. And I liked the first episode, but I didn't feel like watching it all again. So I paused it. And then, but I did watch Silence of the Lambs because of it.
Yeah.
So, Silence of the Lambs.
They're very different. I'm just saying.
Super fun.
So the worst breakup in Silence of the Lambs is. But yeah, so they're all basically, in my eyes, every person in that show is interchangeable. Like, you could put any actor or any character in each other's roles, and it would be 100% the exact same show.
Right. I do have a question, though. Do you think if the beautiful Adrian, I don't know how to say his last name. How do you say it?
Adrian Grenier.
Grenier.
I think it's Grenier. Like it's like shampoo or something. Yeah.
The beautiful. So do you think if they would have put him in any other role? Because you're right. It is an entourage cast. Mm-hmm. But it's not. But he's technically the leader. So do you think if he wouldn't have been the leader, the show would have like...
If we had gotten someone else,
if it would have been, yeah, like if it wouldn't have been that beautiful, beautiful
switch him internal head doesn't of hair. Work, yeah,
yeah, internally, internally.
If Turtle was whatever the fucking guy's name is, would the show have been successful at all?
I mean, I personally have always been just such a huge admirer of Turtle and his body of work in the show.
You because you smoke
Jerry Ferrara, not a fan of, but his portrayal.
Yeah.
Of salad. So I don't remember his name.
Let's just go Turtle.
It is true. I guess it is true that the prettiness of him does work. But I think
and
you
that
could.
Hair.
Did the
Come
guest
on.
Judge just destroy your own argument?
I'm just. This is a legitimate question.
I don't think
it's
so
for
at all, Shelby.
Science, okay?
This is science, okay? So
we're
scientifically
messy. Breaking it down.
Science is when you just talk about something.
I do. That's why you brought all these beakers.
I've only broken three. I don't know why I bring them everywhere. Yeah, I'll say yes, it will. So that my argument, so that I'm standing by
my argument.
You know
what? Stand by it.
I see what you're saying, and potentially there could be some. But no, I think that they're all, I think that you could have a show where maybe... It's Johnny Drama is like the most successful because he still gets a lot of residuals from his shitty 80s show. Let's say it was just more popular.
Right.
And then maybe his younger brother is like hotter, but just not as successful.
Right. Maybe stupider too.
Yeah. A little bit stupid. Yes. Yeah. More insecure. Yeah. Mm. Exactly. Like more insecure. You
gotcha.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
God, I hate.
I hate
Johnny Drama.
Adrian Garnier.
Garnier. So. Fruity.
Did you ever watch, it's hyphenated. Did you ever watch, He's the boyfriend, and he's like always the boyfriend in several movies. He's the boyfriend.
Yeah, he's the one in
Drive Me Crazy.
Drive Me Crazy is literally one of my favorite. Melissa Joan Hart. Yes, he's like kind of like gross and like.
It's not him in Devil's Wear Prada.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. He's Anne Hathaway's boyfriend.
And he's so put upon that whole movie.
Oh no, she was.
She's so mean.
Yeah, she was way too good for him.
All right. Yes. No. She totally was. He was very. He was very like middle of the road.
Yeah.
Okay. That is why I think they are interchangeable.
Great.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Moving on to mine.
Yes.
I will take the floor. Okay. So I know you're thinking like, oh, Landon is a bad boy. Jamie's a good girl. One of them. Yeah. So like, one of them's a boy. One of them's a girl. One of them's bad, one of them's good. One of them is clearly in his 20s, and the other one is an actual teenager.
How old was not Devon Sawa when he was...
He was like, I think he was like early 20s. He was 24 when it came out. But,
yikes.
If you look at this movie poster, imagine switching their faces around and tell me it wouldn't look exactly the same. These people look exactly alike.
Oh my
God. Look at the movie poster of A Walk to Remember. Amazing. They look, I have so many ideas of what they look like. They are the same shade of white. But during the movie, I don't know if the director, Adam Shankman, who was a judge on So You Think You Can Dance for many seasons.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Thank God.
I followed his work closely on that show.
In order to like make them look...
Adam Shankman?
Yeah. In order to make them look like cherubic or something, they gave them like both of the lead actors have this pink tint to their face throughout the entire movie,
really?
As if they wanted to look like young. They're the same shade of white, but they want to make them like look young and you
cherubic.
Know innocent and cherubic.
Like,
but instead they look like
porcelain figurines on your aunt's mantel place.
They make them pink so that they both look like Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z. It's not a good look. Maybe every movie from 2002 looked like this.
I laughed because I understood that reference.
Thank you. And if any of our listeners also understood that reference, please write in. there's a wedding scene where they get married. The camera's like switching between the two of them, and then it's got the two of them superimposed on top of each other, I guess, to represent coming into becoming one.
Yeah,
they just
like the
but
whole...
they look the same.
Oh my God, you're not wrong.
You're
100% not wrong, because I remember that scene because it's when they're reading their vows, right?
Yeah.
It's like you don't actually hear them go back and forth with their vows, it just sounds like one long vow.
Right.
So they keep fading in on over each other's faces.
Yeah.
That's actually amazing.
And this point is fully supported by the fact that they both star in This Is Us now.
I'm just
kidding. They don't,
they
Nick.
Don't?
But you would believe
he's in
it.
He's
wouldn't
not in
you?
It.
He's
no.
not.
She
is.
But they're
Jess
the
is
same
it,
person,
but
so he might as well
Damn.
Be. I got you.
You got me for a second. Too. I was like, wait, he's
you
not on
a,
that
wait.
Show.
Shelby, you need to do a xylophone thing when you do a gotcha.
Bam, gotcha.
Gotcha.
There you go.
So I don't know. It's set in the 90s. Maybe they just thought everyone... It's got that that tone to it where everyone just kind of seems like, oh, 90s. I don't know.
It's just a bunch of white people, too. So
it really... There's the one guy.
There's the one... Okay, that's
Pop-Tarts.
The one Pop-Tart guy. And then they all look the same. I got confused for the whole
like
first 30 minutes of that movie. I'm like, aren't that... Isn't that
right. And then it, also there's like his house. So his mom is played by Daryl Hannah.
Oh,
in,
yeah, with
in
that
like
horrible
a
wig.
A really bad
horrible
wig.
Wig.
Not only that, she got like lip...
like filler.
Collagen.
Filler, like collagen in her lips before shooting.
Oh, yeah,
and you
they
can
were,
tell
like, super...
different scenes in the movie. Her face is so swollen.
There are so many
awesome.
Like scene. What's it called? Like between scenes when things just like don't line up at all. Like there's a scene.
Continuity.
Errors, yeah, there's this whole scene where it's like Daryl Hannah and Shane West are going back and forth talking. And in one scene, his shirt is like blowing in the wind, like super hard.
Oh,
and then
that's...
the next scene, it's like
still. You're just like, wait.
It was just delightful. One gust.
It was a gust to remember.
Exactly. It keeps coming back.
The wind is a theme in the movie. They talk about it. Compare wind.
They compare
love is like a love is like a wind, like the wind.
Right. Because early in the movie, she says that like
super I feel annoying it. When yeah. It's raining or something.
Right. No. And early in the movie, she says that her belief in God, like she believes in God, like it's the super, wind,
it's
like
Christy, right?
You can't
it's
see super it. It is a religious movie.
Well, it's also Nicholas Sparks, who's a very religious writer as well.
He has his house where he lives with Daryl Hannah. Now the first time he goes over to Jamie's house, her dad is a pastor, by the way, a reverend or whatever.
That's what I thought,
course.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
She's the pastor's daughter. She sings in the choir. There are like four songs in that movie that she's singing.
Oh, we'll get into it.
Oh yeah.
I had a crush in high school on my friend who was a pastor's daughter.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Never.
A PK. Yeah. A preacher's kid.
Preacher's kid, a PK. Yeah.
Yeah. There were some Pikachu? Pastor's sons, some hotties back in my
day.
But you see his house where he lives with Daryl Hannah, and then he goes over to Jamie's house for the first time, and her dad is like, oh, make yourself comfortable or whatever. And he's like, he kind of makes his face not likely. But then it pans into the house. It looks exactly the same as his house. It's just like they wanted the same two people, just
a few more Christ photos and
maybe some piano or something.
Crucifixes and shit.
It looked the same, but you could have told me his mom, like you could have told me he was a pastor's kid. I don't know. they look the same.
He fell in love with himself. That's the real plot of that movie.
When you started explaining your explanation, I thought you were going to say, like, imagine a role reversal where, like, it's a good guy and a bad girl.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's good. And then you were like, no, they just look exactly the fucking same. I was like, all right, that's better, yeah. The visual aid really helped. So if you didn't look at the poster, it's fucking eerie how much those Aryan dreamboats look exactly the same. Those Aryan nubile cherubic.
Yeah, don't call them nubile.
It's yikes. It's as gross.
That's Strike One was crush and puss. Strike Two is nubile.
That one. Entourage. I had to watch too much Entourage.
He's like gaming all of their characters. I know. Now.
Okay, so that actually is great because before we go to round three, we need to. It's Shelby asked before, and I was like, "Well, we're gonna have to. We have to say who we are. Who do you think we best would be in the Entourage crew? Which character do you think you are?
Who, me?
Are you a
me
yeah?
Personally?
Are you a turtle? Are you a Vince?
Oh,
are you a...
God, they're all awful. Yeah, like, why would I?
Know.
I'm gonna say that I'm Vince just because I want to be the most successful person out of all of my friends. If I could be the most successful one, then that'd be great.
I mean, your Instagram has been on fire lately, Sam.
The first
trick is to find someone who knows how to take photos and then just forcing them to take photos of you all the time.
But you're a great model. Like you look so
good.
And your makeup is always like on point.
What's hilarious too is that I don't actually photograph well because I move too much and I make a lot of really weird faces. So it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, tell me what you want me to do. And he's just like, okay, look here, turn your head this way, like blah, blah, blah. And he like literally poses me. But then we still, if you look through like all of the photos that I take, there's like two that are good and two that are usable and the rest of them are trash and I love it. I love posting the really bad ones. I love posting them and being like, look at how pretty I am. I'm a model.
You are though.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure models get bad pictures too. It's a numbers game. You take so many.
You were like, I don't.
But mine
think
are like
so.
Really bad.
Okay.
I'm very competitive. Yes. I am very competitive. I want the worst one.
So that's why you're
forget you, Kendall Jenner. I have the ugliest blooper shot.
I think that's probably it for round battle
oh,
two.
Which
round battle.
Which entourage,
which entourage character?
Oh, I mean, I don't know anything about
me
them.
Neither. That's
all
right.
I know is so I saw a part of one where Turtle gets high all the time. I saw he had sex with a furry.
Yes, he did.
I think I'm probably Turtle.
No, it was Johnny Drama who ended up doing it.
Oh, Turtle didn't want to.
Turtle couldn't go through
with
it.
I think I'm Turtle.
Okay. I am also gonna say, when I was younger, I thought I was Eric. because I've
because you thought he was a good person.
Yeah, because you think like, oh, he's like normal and like a cool guy and he's smart. But I'm turtle.
He's
because
trash.
I smoke a lot of marijuana, and that is the only reason I'm choosing that, and that is where I hope all the similarities stop.
But we're all smart, is the thing. And so it's like we can't really... I'm smart.
I pretend, yeah.
You're smart, Nick.
Yeah.
You can tell just by listening to you. You're a gold star.
Yeah. Stop it.
Do you want a sticker?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah. I have stickers.
I figured you would. Yeah. That's why I took it seriously.
She's Shelby. Come on.
I took that offer extremely seriously. All right, I think round two is,
Okay, moving on to the final battle. Final battle is, would be more interesting if The Rock was the lead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shane West, right, starring as Landon Carter, is clearly not in high school. We're in this. So
he's
why
a full-fledged
not
adult.
Go all the way, right? And I'm not even so at the time, The Rock not even that much older than those than the people in who actually starred in the movie. Like, so The Rock would have been like 30 at that time. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much done wrestling, but still doing voices and video games and stuff, and starring as a Scorpion King.
Yeah, he was still like normal human sized at that point.
Right, he was going by The Rock. He was a wrestler. And
he was big. He was huge,
yeah.
But like he wasn't
super buff now.
Yeah.
Yes, he's like
He like can't fit through doorways.
No.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, you could put that in and it'd be cool. But imagine putting like The Rock now in
the
as the lead in that movie, and just having asking the Reverend Father for permission to date his daughter, and it's just like freaking Dwayne The Rock Johnson standing. You wouldn't say no to the Scorpion King, is what I'm saying. Like the Reverend would be like, "Great, yes, sir. Please date my dying daughter." Like,
you can
so
fight into
the
cancer.
The Rock is charming. You know, you could fight it
you
out of her.
You could wrestle it. You could wrestle the cancer out of her.
Right. And I believe that he would be believable and hilarious.
He's good at the heart. He adds the unexpected heart.
Yeah, he's like a good actor, right? Mm-hmm.
So this movie would go from being like a heartbreaking tale of a young loving couple to kind of like a comedy, I feel like.
Yeah, but like, but like in a good, because all of the emotional elements would still be there.
Still be very connected, very.
He can hit those notes.
Yeah,
Dwayne
exactly. Let me twist that another way. Is since the leads are interchangeable, imagine him playing Mandy Moore's role in that movie.
First of all,
the soundtrack, you would keep the soundtrack, which is made up entirely of Mandy Moore.
It's 100%
and,
Mandy Moore.
No, it's 50% Mandy Moore. 50% Switchfoot.
Oh, yeah, because isn't the song that she sings in the play their actual song?
Probably.
That song plays at the end during the wedding sequence.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like almost 90% sure that
it's
a Switchfoot song.
Yeah, I believe it 100%. She does. There
That's
is a play.
Terrible.
They show part of the play where Mandy Moore just sings an entire
song.
That
he is punished to be the lead-in.
Right,
he was
punished. Exactly.
That's when he really falls in love with her because that's when
she
comes
she
out
pretty.
And she has her hair done.
Oh my God, her hair is done.
Dress,
and she's wearing a
and
dress
she's not
instead
wearing
of a
that
sweater.
Sweater.
Yeah. But then imagine that's The Rock
that
instead.
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
Exactly.
I love early 2000s The Rock.
Yeah,
He's pretty cool.
Great. And so that is my... Okay, and there's also a scene... So there's also a scene where Landon fights one of his friends who's basically a psychopath.
Oh,
like,
yeah. His
this
friend
is
crazy.
He has one friend in his friend group who's, like, literally, like, wants to hurt people at all times. And it's, like, really disturbing that
we
they
all
just
have that
this.
Friend, am I right?
Yeah.
I
am
yeah.
for most of my friends
You're not that for me.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, not for you.
Yeah, I have a higher standard of psychopathy for my friend group. No,
that really hurts my feelings. That's devastating.
I just think it means you need to try harder.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I literally have no idea how I'm going to react to that.
I would just love to see how that fight would have gone had The Rock been playing the lead.
Oh my God.
Also,
it would have been a full-on wrestling match.
It happens because they kind of bully Mandy Moore's character by photoshopping her face onto the a picture of a model in lingerie or something. It's not even that bad. It's Photoshop. So... And they're just like, oh, like... a nice bod, Jamie, or something. And she gets so upset.
Is that Belinda who says it?
Yeah.
It is.
Belinda's really
sure
real
that she deserves happiness.
And it doesn't mean she doesn't have a bad breakup. Are you trying to, mess up my first point? No, listen, you're wrong.
I can't go back to the first Listen, breakup. Belinda is kind of the bad girl, the bad, character in that movie. But she changes her tune at the end when she finds out Jamie has cancer. So it all is forgiven.
Oh, man. Also,
Belinda
she's
might
not
be
in,
the
like,
most, multifaceted person in this movie.
I didn't realize it until just now, but Belinda's probably my favorite character in that movie.
Yeah, she really steals it.
Sam will be back next week when this is going to be just a Belinda-themed podcast.
Yes!
Just Belinda, the just character Belinda, from The Walk to Remember.
What makes her tick? What does she think about?
Okay, scene one.
And it's called Believe in Belinda. That's the podcast. Yeah.
This
anyway, that's
wrote
my
itself.
Point.
All right.
Great.
So The Rock, I like an early 2000s Rock. Okay, so why The Rock would be better? Than anyone who is in this show. Like I said before, it's a ensemble cast.
Right.
So you could kind of imagine him in any role, and it would be better. Imagine him in the Vinny Chase role. That makes sense, because The Rock is
then it would just be the
famous
show Ballers.
That's my next point.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay, but I'm going to just...
I am so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Are we
it's
too much alike to do this podcast?
I'm pretty sure people... won't be if people can't tell our voices.
I think the second argument. No,
we're interchangeable. We're the same shade of white.
And we would both be better.
Same shade of white.
Yeah.
We're the same shade of white.
No,
we're
you
interchangeable.
Are, you are a bit pinker than I am. So.
I'm warm today. I'm red today. I was worried how red my face was when I was about to record a podcast.
Well, then you're on theme for the party we're having later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pink and red themed party.
Yeah. And I'm glad that it's a pod. So, it would make sense to have The Rock in the main leading man role, and he would be way more charismatic than Vinny. I know Vinny Chase is a charismatic, guy, but he would also be great as Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine The Rock is just the super chill, just doesn't give a fuck guy.
Yeah.
That would be fun for him. He never gets to do that. He's always jumping
always
out of shit.
Uptight and
he's
always super I'm The Rock,
Yeah, he's got a code, or he's trying to get a job done, or his daughter is always in trouble. He never gets a chance to relax,
His daughter's in trouble.
And then my main point, and then I thought he could also be Ari Gold, and then that is literally just the show Ballers.
It is the show Ballers.
Which is the exact same show as Entourage. So since I am a researcher, I watched today an episode of Ballers. I've seen one or two when it first came out, because I was maybe this will be good and better than Entourage. Maybe it won't just be slightly more charming than Entourage because it's got The Rock, but otherwise just ugh. And it is.
It's more interesting. It's a more interesting show.
It's...
Or is it the same show? I'm confused.
It's the same
show. except The Rock is very charming.
The Rock is very charming, so it's easier to watch.
It's that smile. It's just look at him smile, and you're just you're hooked. You're that's a good guy.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to swallow because Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in it. But it is basically the same show as Entourage.
Yikes.
So I wrote notes. I want to read my notes.
Yeah.
Sure. For when I watched Ballers today. There's a lot. I wrote The Rock. Ballers. Ugh, this is the exact same show. And then I also wrote, ooh, the guy from Black Klansman is in it. That's it. That's all my notes are. It is.
So you're saying within your point that they did switch out The Rock for one of the leads and it didn't make it a more interesting show. And
it's slightly more interesting. No, it's slightly more interesting.
Okay.
I didn't say it was a lot more interesting.
Okay.
I'm just saying Ballers
it
is
would
like
be
a,
more
it's,
interesting.
It's an easier pill to swallow.
Right, okay. So it's more like more than greater than zero is
yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Point one.
Yes.
Right.
It's slightly more interesting than. But if you also did put The Rock in the television show Entourage, it would be a better show.
And I would understand more why people like it.
Like it. Yeah. Because The Rock is in it.
Because it's The Rock, obviously.
But yeah. That's it.
That's your point.
That's my point.
Unless you have any more questions.
Yeah, do you have any?
I do actually have a question.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I have
I do have a question for you, actually.
Oh, great.
So
it's going to be difficult.
That's why it's not going to be difficult, but I want to know.
Uh-huh.
You said that change of putting the rock makes it slightly more interesting, but uh-huh. what if the rock was all the parts?
In Ballers or
no,
Entourage?
In Entourage.
I'm sorry. I'm
in
just
every
like,
show.
In every show. If he was
everything
every,
on television.
I like kind of like Eddie Murphy style.
Yeah. Like if he played all the parts.
I would watch.
Like would, is that a show that would be more, like would it be more entertaining than Ballers?
I would watch. Yes. I think that if you yes. made Entourage, kept the same exact script, but every character, every character is played
the
by The Rock.
Even the women
like,
characters.
Yeah. No, yeah. Even like Ari Gold's like 6-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All of them are The Rock.
I would watch that show.
I would 100% watch
I
that
I would watch
show.
One episode of that show,
it
and then afterwards,
like
it would
Black.
Honestly, I would
Orphan
worry.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh,
so that's good. Already my next TV pick, I chose, so it's ironic you said that. That would be a show that I would full-heartedly watch one episode of and then hope that they stop.
I would hope for a whole season, yeah. but like a British season,
but you
like
know,
eight
yeah.
episodes.
That's yes.
it's just, you would
which
feel
is technically
bad that
an entire series.
You would feel bad that The Rock's working so hard.
That's so
it's
much
like,
work
spend
for him.
Some time
he's
with
got
family.
Kids. Yeah, I would
yeah,
feel really
it's
bad.
True.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that it's time for us to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Judgment.
Yeah, we're gonna judge. You're gonna judge.
I'm gonna judge.
And we're back, and we are ready for the Judgment Round.
Judgment Round. Sam Frontera.
Hello.
Hi. So
hi
what,
again.
You have prepared either a reward for the winner or a challenge for the loser, and we want to know what it is.
Shelby is insistent that we now call them challenges instead of punishments like... because she keeps losing.
Keep losing.
And I want to, Shelby didn't want to admit it, but we have not yet procured animal blood.
We haven't been able to get
vis-a-vis Sandy Hunter's yet. Punishment.
Scares me. Mine is not that intense.
No. Oh, good.
Shelby has been calling butcher shops. It's not
I
from
have,
lack of trying.
I called and I was
oh
like,
God.
Do you
Shelby called
first
butcher
of all,
shops today.
I have a lot of
it's
anxiety
amazing.
Over
Internet.
Calling place.
Oh,
it's
this
a,
gets
you
even
can't
more
just do,
delicious.
Where do you find blood? Like it's yeah. like
no, butcher shop is my yeah. only it's my one and only thought.
Amazon probably has it. Prime it, get it here
oh,
in 2 days.
You're
oh yeah,
right.
Prime now.
I'll Prime now. You can get it later today.
Let's see how much it is. I'll totally pay you for
okay.
half of the blood.
Yeah. What Nick isn't
I'll Venmo
saying
you blood
is that
money.
He wants to try the blood. Like
I'm into it.
He won and does not have to try the blood.
I would get I won,
that's
I do not
that
have to.
It should have been not a punishment. It should have been the reward.
For
now
Nick.
Let's change it.
Oh, well, actually, I guess it can be both. It's my punishment and Nick's reward. Anyway.
I'm the winner. I get to have delicious animal blood.
Yum.
Yeah. So yours
is,
does
yum.
Not
okay.
have to be anything
mine
like
is
that.
Not that serious. And it's actually inspired by one of tonight's questions.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
my
great.
Challenge, or punishment,
mm-hmm.
if you will, is that the loser has to post... one Dwayne The Rock Johnson photo onto their social media page a day for a week.
Oh!
Wait, the winner or the loser?
The
has
loser
to do this.
Has to.
Oh, man,
I mean,
that's...
unless the winner wants to.
This is another
I
one
know.
Nick's going to do either day. He's going
to no,
do
if
it.
No, I'll only do this one if I have to.
And you definitely have to. It's
if
once a day
okay.
for a week.
Can I choose? Can we choose which social media it's on?
Sure.
Like,
he's
going to
create
Facebook
a Twitter
or
for
Instagram?
This.
It has yes, but it has to be your personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if it's on Instagram, do I have to post it as a picture, or can I make it a story?
No, it has to be a photo.
Okay, good.
It needs to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can eventually delete if you.
No,
prefer,
no, I would never.
But I just really like the
never.
Idea
yeah.
of scrolling onto someone's Instagram and just
mm-hmm.
seeing a ton of Dwayne The Rock Johnson photos.
Yeah.
So
I this sounds fun. Great.
That's
now,
great.
I can't wait to either do this or watch it.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we...
Yep.
Yeah. Let's
hear
it.
This is your show.
Okay, so for the first one, worst breakup, I have to say both of you guys made very compelling arguments for your case. I will say that the Landon Belinda thing hurts real hard.
It's
a little
that's
close.
Brutal.
I'm just literally specifically remembering the scene where they're like in the car and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, my parents are at home. And he's like... Linda, we like broke up or whatever the fuck he says, and she's just like, oh yeah, duh, I knew that, and she was like, whatever, and like gets out of the car. I'm like, oh girl, I feel you so hard, I get you.
But I'm actually going to give this one
no.
to this arrogant... Okay, so I have not seen it, but just the idea that this guy literally fucking cheated on his girlfriend.
Cheats on his girlfriend.
Goes to the house. They don't have sex. He finds out that he or she's cheating on him. And then he gets... Oh my God, literally. I'm sorry, but it makes me so angry. I'm like, this is literal garbage.
I thought I had this fuck. In the
that
bag.
I thought you had that one in the bag. I'm shocked. I'm pleased.
Shocked and terrified. I'm gonna lose this game fucking again.
I'm sorry, but oh my God, there were just, I wrote so many things down.
She does she have a laundry list.
So bad. Okay, I'm sorry, but I will, here, look.
Yep, I get worse.
Give him the piece of paper.
And I came up with that one. I won that one.
Okay, so for the next one, the lead lead and supporting lead are interchangeable. Mm. I'm going to give this one to Shelby.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because that was the best argument I ever
That was very
they
good.
Are the, I'm sorry, they are the same shade of white is probably my new favorite saying. I'm going to start using that in my daily life. I'm like, yeah, can you see them? Good. They're the same shade of white.
Start a hashtag. Hashtag
same shade of white.
Because, and I will also say, I'm giving you points for your creativity because, like, you know, when I saw the topic, I was like, oh, okay, like, switching them out. And you're like, yeah, we could do that. Or
yep,
their
that's
faces
what got
are
me.
Literally the same, so we could literally take the movie poster and change them out. I just love it.
I want that movie poster. Like,
thank you.
I did too. Like, I kind of wanted
with their faces.
Yeah,
switched.
Part of
you
me,
can't tell.
Part of me hoped when you pulled up the photo that you actually had the changed out version.
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. It's beautiful and terrifying
it's
all at once.
All at once. It's like all the photo. At once. Have you guys seen the picture that's of Ross from Friends? And
it, when it's
with
Nicolas
Cage.
Cage's
face, and it's just more Ross.
Yes.
And I'm like, yep.
That is.
That's what that movie poster would be.
That
it's
is why
more
the internet
to remember.
All right.
Exists.
Let's hear this last
okay.
one.
All right. I'm terrified.
So for the last one, this was hard because the idea of both of these things would actually make them more interesting. And so I really want a drum roll. Can I get you guys
yeah.
to drum roll
yes.
me?
Yes.
Yes.
We're gonna yeah.
So, the winner of the last one is Shelby!
Oh my God, I won so bad!
I really thought I might have it. I really thought I might have the upset on that one. I really
won
thought,
something.
No,
I'm
happy for you.
Solely on the fact that I want to see Dwayne
yeah.
The Rock Johnson with the wig and curls and the blue dress where she was
yes.
singing that song
yes.
in a school play with Landon Carter.
Oh
okay?
my God.
I would like that.
So much.
And I want that soundtrack where it's 50% Switchfoot and 50% Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You basically
like,
have to
I
ask
want.
Yourself, what would you rather watch, Dwayne The Rock Johnson in that blue dress doing a high school play or Ballers?
Yeah.
And the answer is not
clearly.
Ballers. Right. It's not the comedic acting chops of Rob Corddry.
I am shaking.
This is so fun. I'm so happy that I can give this to you.
I'm
amazing.
I don't like losing, but we were actually talking before how we both of us don't like competition.
Yeah,
that
is for some reason we do a competition
part
podcast.
Of me, yes, for some reason. Part of me is pretty upset because Entourage, I had to watch it. But Shelby deserves
that's
this one.
True.
She deserves this
you.
Win in particular. I really think...
And that. You know what? You watching our Entourage has led to like a successful podcast episode.
Yes.
Like,
for
we're
you.
Killing it.
For you.
She's
I'm
worked.
Going
well,
to.
Both of us.
Yes.
So hard.
We
I love it.
For all of us.
Yeah.
For all three of us.
Oh,
I think we've
great.
Got one last order of business,
one
which
last
is
order of
my
business.
Favorite. Will you give us an intro for my favorite part? Battle box
right.
is my favorite thing.
So
it's
Sam,
a box.
One by one, you're gonna reach into
yeah.
that box and pull our three criteria, our three battles for next
yep.
week.
Oh,
yep.
I'm so
yeah.
excited.
The three battles to decide who our next champion will be.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's now.
Oh. Okay, so the lead is actually really annoying.
Okay.
Oh,
that was,
okay.
I believe that.
That's actually.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a Sam original. Yeah. That's a good
it's
one.
Yeah. Lead is annoying.
Okay. This one says, wish this would end. I feel like there's a theme
here. Oh, that's good.
That's from John Morrow from the first episode.
Oh, John Morrow. We finally got a Johnny Morrow in there.
And the last one is book was better.
That's also John.
Oh, we got two Johnny Morrows. Oh, shit. All right.
Great. Okay. Right. I think this is going to be great because I love talking about stuff I don't like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to get to do something.
I know. I'm pretending like I had such a bad time.
It definitely all works together, too. Like, this is...
Yeah, usually there's one, like, outlier where we're like, how do we fit that in?
But where does best penis apply in this movie or television show? But this, I think this will work.
This is great. Well, this is a good one. Thank you so much for doing this.
You are just a fantastic, fun person, and thank you for being on our podcast.
We had a good time. Yeah. I appreciate you guys asking.
We had a great time.
Yeah. I'm still having a great time.
I stopped recently, but the time when I was having fun was great.
Okay.
It was awesome. I just don't go back on my simple past verbs. I'm having a great time.
Good. Is there anything you'd like to promote? Any social media? That hot Instagram?
You apparently have an Instagram that I need to...
Yeah.
We now need to follow each other because I am now starting tomorrow going to start posting a shitload of pictures of the rock.
And I need to see it all.
Is there a caption requirement or is it like, can I mention that I lost a challenge?
No, you can't mention that, but you can... do whatever else you want.
But I can't give the reason why I'm doing this.
Honestly, I think this is going to be comedy gold for you.
Oh, no, this is perfect. This is going to really spice up my week.
I'm super excited about
this. I'm pretty happy I lost now that I'm looking at the full weight of everything. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to follow me, my Instagram handle is Sam1 like you. That's me, Sam Frontera on the Instagram.
I smiled for at least a full second and a half, staring at her face, going, Sam1 like you.
That's me.
It's a pun. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We will follow you. Awesome. I will follow you.
Great. Later we'll have something to promote here, but we don't have anything set up yet. So.
Yeah. It'll happen.
There it is.
I think will be promotions.
Episode 3.
Hey,
thanks for you guys.
Yeah, this was awesome.
We'll see you in a fortnight when we do our next episode.
Fortnightly. We shall see you.
All right, everyone. Keep watching stuff and arguing with your friends, even though you hate competition.
Argue with your friends, even if you want them secretly to win.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, I didn't, yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to argue with us or tell us what put it on a brother like a Pop-Tart means, please follow us on Instagram at Contest of Content and Twitter at Contest_Content. You can also email us at contestofcontent@gmail.com. If you liked hearing Sam Frontera, she and I have a podcast coming soon called The Rom Complex. Follow us on Instagram at The Rom Complex for more info about that. We haven't procured blood yet, but be sure to follow Nick on Instagram at Fast and Garrulous and scroll way back to see the first time he completed this The Rock punishment because it is delightful. Our theme music is by Richard Rosenthal and our podcast art is by Corey Fisher. See you in 2 weeks.